Experience that'll last a lifetime, a change that'll last a lifetime. I tell you what, Ecclesiastes says the race is not to the swift, nor to the battle to the strong. But I believe if he was to finish it, it said, but it's he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. I like to be saved when it comes down to the end of the road. Amen. To know that I've made it right. Could you pray for me that the Lord would anoint me? I'll try to just say what the Lord's laid on my heart and get out of the way. Would you be so kind as to ask the Lord to help me real quick? Would you pray for me? Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, Lord, as we open your word, that you would anoint us in your own way. God, please anoint us tonight in the name of Jesus. As the eyes of the servant look into the hand of their master, so our eyes wait on thee, O God. Open our eyes that we'll see wondrous things out of your law. We thank you, Jesus, and praise you. Amen. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to say something to you tonight. And I want you to open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 9. If you would, Genesis chapter number 9. Let's get in and worship the Lord. What do you say? Genesis chapter 9 and verse number 8. God spake unto Noah and said unto his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you, and will and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, and of the fowl, and of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast that is of the earth. I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass that when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Amen. Can you say amen to the reading of the Lord's word? Amen. As I was reading these scriptures here, and I'll try to just move right on and let the Lord help us. Noah here, he went into the ark. We all know the story here. Noah went into the ark, and I'm sure it wasn't just as easy as the easiest thing could be. You know, he was stuck in there with a bunch of animals, he had pigs in there, and he had donkeys. He had everything in there, and I'm sure animals was animals then. You know, they still stunk. They still, you know, it wasn't just the easiest trip that we like to think it to be. I really don't believe it was. Amen. And Noah went in there and as a refuge. He went in there, amen, as a way of escape, away from the storm, away from the flood. Amen. God put him in the ark, and I believe God was with him in the ark. But as I was reading these scriptures here, God said, I establish a covenant with you, Noah, and with all the seed, amen, of the earth, with all the flesh, all the cattle, everything that creepeth, all the fowls of the air. I give a covenant that I will never bring a flood upon the earth again. Amen. And that could have been just the end of it right there. God didn't have to go on and do anything else. But he goes on to say, this is the token of the covenant. Amen. He said, I'll put a bow in the cloud. I'll put the rainbow in the cloud. Amen. So that when the cloud comes over the earth, amen, you can see that that rainbow there, amen, and you'll know that's the covenant, amen, I have established, amen, it with the earth, amen. God did not have to give us the rainbow. The rainbow ain't the covenant. The rainbow is the token of the covenant, amen. The rainbow is for us, and the rainbow is for God, amen. So what did Noah do, amen, when every time a cloud come back up, amen, surely sister Noah, amen, may have got a little afraid, amen, maybe Noah's son got a little bit scared, amen, and maybe that's the way it is for us sometimes, but for Noah, he could look at the token of the covenant that it would never be as bad as what it was on that day, amen. Ain't you thankful for the token of the covenant that God given to the earth? Oh, God, help me preach tonight. Amen. Lord, help me preach tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. He gave the covenant. And the covenant was, young people, that he would never do it again. What he done upon the earth, he smelled the sweet savor of Noah's sacrifice. Amen. And he repented God. He said, man's heart is imagination. His imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. He said, while this summer remains, while the cold remains, I'll never destroy it again. But that's not the end of the story. God put a rainbow in the cloud that Noah could look up there and say, I never have to go through it again. I want to preach tonight on God's got a rainbow for you. Amen. Lord, help me tonight. The token of the covenant. Amen. God set a covenant with the children of Israel. And the token of that covenant was to kill the lamb, and the token was to wipe the blood on the doorpost. And God saw that token of his covenant, and he passed over the children of Israel. Amen. He had tokens, amen, with Abraham of his covenant. Amen. He said, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I'll multiply thee. And so God wanted to confirm it by an oath. And so by two immutable things, it's impossible for God to lie. Amen. So us that have fled like brother Noah, amen, fled into the ark, we can look at that rainbow and say it'll never be as bad again.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Noah's descendants, Noah's grandchildren, you know, here comes the storm. Here comes the rain. They've all heard of the flood. Amen. And here comes the storm. Here comes the cloud again. And we automatically say, oh, no, not again. You know that? And I told you it wasn't just an easy day for Noah. But, we just say, oh, no, not again. But Noah could look up at that token and remember the covenant that God had. Amen. God's word is true, church. God's word is true, young people. Amen. And I have to tell you, I'm just young. Amen. And you young people here in this youth service tonight, it's not like that we don't face things that affect us. It's not like that we don't go through things and they just don't affect us. It does affect you. It does affect your mind. It does affect your spirit. And there's times it affects your body in sickness or this, that, and the other. Amen. But God, he put a rainbow in the cloud as a token of his covenant to Noah that I'll never do it again. You'll never have to go through it again. You'll never be as bad again. It won't be so hard ever again. Hey, God's got a rainbow for you tonight. Amen. You'll never have to go through it that bad again. Yes, the clouds will come. Yes, the rains will come. But there's a rainbow that now is on the cloud.
Amen.
We face things. Death. You know, death takes one from us. Amen. Other things trouble our hearts and minds. Amen. And we go through the ark. We flee into the refuge. Amen. It's not necessarily easy. Amen. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's rough, you know. But I want to talk to you about this token of the covenant tonight. Amen. This rainbow that is in the clouds. A lot of times we look out and see the rainbow. Amen. Such a beautiful sight. But it's still there because we can look on it. Amen. Us that haven't been through it as bad as Noah was. Amen. You can look on it, young people, and say, I'll never have to go through it like Noah did. Amen. I don't have to face it like that, because there's a token in the clouds. Amen. There is a token of God's everlasting covenant. This covenant has no end. Amen. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, he said, if my people, but here with this covenant, he did not put no if. He said, I'll never do it again. And he sealed it with a token. And you can look to the rainbow tonight and find strength and find encouragement and find help that you'll never have to go through it that bad.
Amen.
God, give me strength to preach tonight. Elijah told Ahab, he didn't say, I hear the sound. He said, there is a sound of an abundance of rain. And so, you know, Ahab, there's a sound. And they went to pray, and he said, go and look. And it wasn't very long. There rose a cloud size of a man's hand. Sometimes all it takes, amen, is for your faith to turn into sight, to realize, amen, that God is really still God in your life. That God still really cares about what you're going through in your life. Amen. Maybe it's just a disappointment. Maybe it's just a trial. But whatever it was, when the rain come down, amen, the flood come down, amen, the only safe place was in that stinky, smelly, amen, ark. Amen. There with all those animals. Amen. In that rough time. Amen. Those tough days. Those hard days. I want to tell you tonight, God smelt your sacrifice. And there's a rainbow in the cloud. He'll never bring it back again. It'll never be so hard again. God's got a rainbow in the cloud tonight.
Amen.
And so, oh, worship God, church. Be sensitive. Obey the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to just talk to you just a few more minutes. Amen. This token of this covenant, God put it in the clouds. Amen. There in Hebrews, he talks about the new covenant he's going to bring to the children of Israel. And you know, there in the garden, Mary's looking for the alive Lord, dead. Looking for him dead. Amen. That hard time, rough time. And she comes to the angels there, and she asks him where he is, and Jesus is there. She's weeping, and he's, woman, why weepest thou? Amen. And there's a covenant here. Amen. God's going to save his people. Amen. And woman, why weepest thou? She said to her, if you put him wherever he is, just tell me, I'll leave you alone. Go get him. And he said, Mary. Amen. There was a rainbow in the cloud for Mary that day. Amen. There was a rainbow. The 3 days was over. The long nights was over. And now there's a rainbow in the cloud. Amen. Proof. The Bible says, seen of them 40 days. And with many infallible proofs, I believe God's rainbow is infallible. And there's proofs for us that there's still a covenant. There's still a token in the cloud for you.
So they go on down there, and Jesus stands in the midst of them. And what does he say? They was all scared for fear of the Jews. He said, behold the token of the covenant. Behold my hands thrust it into my side. Come on now. Amen. There's a rainbow for the disciples in the cloud. Amen. And so Thomas wasn't there. He said, I will not believe unless I see that rainbow, unless I see that token of the covenant. Amen. 8 days later, Thomas is with them. The doors is shut. He stands in the midst, and he said, Thomas, amen, reach either thy finger. Behold my hands. Thrust your hand into my side. Be not faithless, but believing. Friend, there is a token of God's covenant for the church today.
Yeah. Amen. And so, amen. Hallelujah. He's saying here, it's impossible for God to lie. Amen. We might have a strong consolation.
Oh, God.
Strong
consolation. Amen. Now, I can't preach it down to you, and I can't tell you what you just came through. Amen. But Brother Noah, look at the cloud. There's a rainbow up there, and it'll never be that bad again. It'll never be that strong again. Amen. And he said, it's a strong consolation for us who have fled for the refuge to lay hold on the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. I wish I could stand on the word of God and tell you by the mouth of the Holy Ghost that there's a rainbow, there's a token right there that God said he's not gonna do it again. He'll not bring it again. The tears are over. The storms will come, but they'll never be as bad. What the hell? How much longer I got? 5 minutes? I think I can handle that. Amen. When God, he said, the cloud comes over, you will see the cloud. I mean the rainbow in the cloud. Amen. What strength. What consolation. But the Bible says that God said, I will look upon it and remember my everlasting covenant that I have with you. Amen. God brings the cloud over and he remembers that he's faithful. And he'll not put more on us than we can bear. He looks at the cloud. He looks at the trouble. He looks at the storm. And he sees the rainbow. And he says, hold on, little child. You're not going under. Hold on, little child. Amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Amen. I said, the Spirit of the Lord. Young people, there is encouragement in the token tonight. Look to that cloud that's coming your way. There's a rainbow there, and it will not take you under. God will not take you under. It will not take you down. He'll not put more on you than you're able to bear.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God. Once you look at that token tonight, amen, God's covenant, a rainbow for you. God bless you tonight.